I agree totally. I think people really like to see the forward motion of these horses. I think that they like seeing natural movement. And I also think that economics plays a part in this too, because a lot of the amateur do-it-yourselfers can leave these horses at home with them and ride them and just take them out through the pastures and things and maybe go in and have some maintenance done with a trainer or take some lessons. But I think overall it is more economical for the average person out there wanting to show their horse and be competitive.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to The Ride, a podcast brought to you by Horse and Rider Magazine, hosted by Nicole Cherico and Emily Carey.
This episode of The Ride is brought to you by Ride TV. You're going to want to watch Horse and Rider's videos on Ride TV. Watch carefully curated playlists for a variety of Western disciplines, including topics about gear, drills, mental strategies, and more. Our playlists are here for you to use to troubleshoot, progress in your goals, and improve your horsemanship. Plus, binge hundreds of hours of archived live streams, including the NRHA Derby, Mustang Challenge, RSMC Ranch Sorting World Finals, and more. Use promo code The Ride for 15% off your first month at RideTVGo.tv today. Hi there, and welcome back to The Ride. I'm your host, Emily Carey, and today I'm joined by none other than Sandy Drakovsky. Sandy has spent her entire life in the horse industry as a trainer, coach, judge, and clinician. She's held judges cards with APHA, AQHA, NRCHA, NRHA, and other associations for more than 30 years. And is currently serving as the American Paint Horse Association's Director of Judges and Professional Horsemen. Known for her passion for teaching and her commitment to excellence in the show pen, Sandy has a wealth of knowledge about everything horse-related. Recently, she has been involved with the new International Ranch Horse Association, and we're excited to talk today about the growth of a new association and what it means for the ranch horse industry. Sandy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Okay, Emily, thank you so much for having me on today and about letting me give the opportunity to teach more people about the International Ranch Horse Association. This association came to be through a partnership with Daniel Patton, who's an entrepreneur from Ohio, and APHA. It is now solely owned by APHA. It's been going for 3 years, and APHA is the sole owner now. And it's designed to become the governing body for ranch horse competition worldwide.
And Sandy, how did you personally become involved with this?
Well, like you said earlier, I'm currently the director of judges for APHA and also have a strong passion for the ranch horse industry. When Dave Dillon, who's our Chief Executive Officer for APHA, asked if I'd be interested in leading this association, I was right on board. I said, let's do it. I think this will be a great, great association to enhance the whole ranch horse industry worldwide.
All right. So backing up a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in the judging and the showing?
I was one of the fortunate kids to grow up in a horse training family. My dad was a professional horse trainer for years. Our whole family showed horses, quarter horses, Appaloosas. We showed extensively, and then I got into the judging and enjoyed the judging so much. I felt like I could give back to the industry. My brother still shows in the quarter horse industry. My son and daughter-in-law, Chris and Sarah Dawson, are highly successful in the cow horse industries. And now we have little Hadley Dawson, who we hope will continue in the horse industry, so it will be many generations. But I was one of those lucky kids that got to grow up on a horse. So that all led into the judging, and then the judging has led me into, at this time of my life, becoming the director of judges. And with that, I teach a lot, go across the United States and Europe doing a lot of teaching. And that's really my passion, is the teaching of the future judges, because I think that's going to influence our whole horse industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about influencing an industry and the changing of industries, and we've seen the ranch horses kind of really emerge in the past few years. What need or gap in the horse industry did this new IRHA association aim to fill?
Well, we all know that the ranch horse industry is so popular right now. It's the biggest classes at the breed shows. But what we were lacking is someone to keep records on the money earnings on the horses and the riders. So what IRHA hopes to do is become to the ranch horse industry what NRHA is to reining, what NRCHA is to cow horse, or NCHA is to cutting. There's a lot of money being awarded out there and no official record keeping. So we feel there was a need to promote the Western lifestyle and ranching heritage worldwide while protecting the integrity of these events. We're not only providing promotion of ranch horse events, but keeping records of money earned on riders and horses. So I think that was the biggest need that needed to be filled. We need to have sanctioned events that, similar to NRHA, gives credibility to what a horse or a rider has won.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's probably unique to from a lot of other associations that are offering ranch horse classes. What are some other ways that the IRHA is unique in comparison to those other organizations?
One of our most unique factors, we offer the ranch riding, ranch trail, and ranch rail because the cattle events are so difficult in many foreign countries, and we have gone wild in Europe. We have had like 12 events this year. We're the only association keeping records on earnings of horses and riders. We also have a successful stallion service auction, which is used for payback incentives in the IRHA classes. IRHA's paid out over $725,000 to ranch horses of all breeds just at the APHA World Show in the last 3 years. And the big thing is that we're open to all breeds, quarter horses, paints, pintos, Arabians. Anybody can come and compete and go for the money.
Awesome. Do you see like a lot of those other breeds, you know, the non-traditional, I would say, like the Arabs and those sort of things coming into the ranch industry?
You know, I just had a call today from a girl that trains Arabians, and she's very excited about getting some international ranch horse events in their part of the country. But in Europe, we had the Norwegian Fjords, we've had the Morgans, we've had some of their European bred horses come and compete. So I think that this is just a class that everybody can come have a good time and be competitive without having to spend a fortune to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a fun class for people, you know, to enjoy. Would you, like, from your perspective as a judge, you've seen a lot of trends come and go, a lot of changes in the horse industry. How have you seen the ranch horse classes evolve over the past decade?
Well, it started out, it looked like it was a speed class. Everybody thought faster was better. So the competition is continuing to get stronger every year, and people are beginning to breed for ranch horses specifically. Entries have continued to increase, and these classes are many times the largest at the horse show. Exhibitors have learned that it's not about the speed, but more about expression, attitude, quality of movement. A horse that a rancher could actually ride all day and come home and still be in a good mood with his wife that evening. I think we've seen a lot more finesse added to the ranch horses. I think that we've seen them slow down a little bit. When the first ranch rail came out, you think that you might have been at the Kentucky Derby. It was, yee-haw, let's go. But the judges have learned that we're actually rewarding a lengthening of stride. We're rewarding the quality of movement, and we're rewarding the overall smoothness, attitude, and expression. That's became so important, and that is a big reward section on our score sheets now. The IRHA came out with a new, it used to have ranch horse appearance on the AQHA score sheet, and we have changed that to expression and attitude. And I think we're going to see a lot of the other associations following suit with that, because we're really looking for a horse that's quite happy doing their job.
Yeah, and I think that's also probably a really big draw for competitors. You know, they want their horses to go out and enjoy what they're doing. I had Alexa Maxwell on a couple episodes ago on the podcast to talk about, you know, kind of her transition from more the all around to the ranch things. We've talked to Steve Meadows about, you know, the transition to ranch world. And, you know, I really think that the horses, you know, as them to move naturally. I think that's also a really big draw for people to make that switch into these events.
I agree totally. I think people really like to see the forward motion of these horses. I think that they like seeing natural movement. And I also think that economics plays a part in this too, because a lot of the amateur do-it-yourselfers can leave these horses at home with them and ride them and just take them out through the pastures and things and maybe go in and have some maintenance done with a trainer or take some lessons. But I think overall it is more economical for the average person out there wanting to show their horse and be competitive. I think people want to enjoy their horses. This class gives them the opportunity to be evaluated on their presentation of the horse and not so much on their horsemanship seat. Being a cowboy is so very popular now due to Yellowstone, The Last Cowboy, all those TV shows that Taylor Sheridan has put out there. And these classes give people the opportunity to ride and show horses with very little risk or danger either. You have to think, a lot of our riders aren't ready to go down the fence or go chase a cow or go cut. But this is a very good introductory class for them to get started and get their feet wet and find out, hey, I can do this. And then maybe from here they will progress on to the cow, horse, reining, cutting. But it is such a good stepping stone for young horses and young people and new riders to come in and enjoy and be competitive. I think once we start putting in some more levels, right now there is some green and the open, but the IRHA is wanting to start some intermediate and limited divisions to give trainers of all levels an opportunity to come be competitive and win good money.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Where, you know, kind of jumping off of that, where do you see ranch classes heading to in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think they're going to keep the demand in popularity will stay. I think that we're going to, like I said before, we're going to have to put in some divisions to keep everybody showing. We can't just always be rewarding our top. We have to reward our middle and our bottom to keep that class growing and to keep the potential up. So that's where I think the intermediate and the limited divisions may be based on a rider's earnings over the last 3 years, and that's with IRHA keeping track of those earnings, then we'll say, yes, you are eligible for that intermediate. I mean, the Heading and Healing, the Roping Association took off so much when they started their numbering program, and like the barrel racing with their 3Ds and 2D type barrel racing, I think we're going to have to do the same thing in the ranch to keep everybody wanting to come in and show. The other thing I think we're going to see a demand for, because this division is growing so much at our breed shows, is I think we're going to have to put in a walk trot division. So many of our amateurs don't want to lope yet, and it's still a good place for them to come and get started. A great place to sell some of the older horses that aren't such great lopers anymore, but really good packers and very safe. So I think that we're going to see that division. I think we're going to see more money added to all these events, and we're going to see more breeding incentives similar to what the NRHA has. The IRHA is taking off so well in Europe, and the demand for clinics over there is so strong. I just did a 2-day clinic in Kreut, Germany, and the people are hungry for knowledge, and they were just wanting more and more. So that's exciting, too. So I don't think it's just going to be here in the United States. I think it's going to be worldwide.
And I think, you know, talking about Europe, I think that's such an interesting point, is how there is a Western presence over there. I mean, we just saw a French rider win the Run for a Million. I think, you know, people are really going to start seeing a lot of those European riders stepping up and, you know, even making some headlines over here in the States.
So much of it in Europe has always been, they're so well respected in their dressage and their jumping. Well, they are stepping right up to the Western events, the rein and even the cow horse over there for the countries that allow them to use the cattle. The Americana is going on right now, and watching some of those videos, those top people could compete here in the United States any day. So they have stepped up their program, and I look for their ranch riding to step up too.
Yeah. Do you think that the surge in popularity in the ranch horse events are going to influence other disciplines?
Yes, I do think it is. I think that the ranch horse events make up a majority of the entries at a lot of the breed shows. And I feel it's very important that the judges and exhibitors preserve the integrity of this class. But I can see NRHA and NRCHA adding more ranch classes to their events as another avenue for their horses. It's a great class to take a horse from those events and show them without the pressure that is put on them to go be competitive in the cow horse events or the reining events. Kind of gives them a chance to come in, relax a little, get through their maneuvers. And that's kind of a schooling class that can also be earning money on these reining and ranch horses. I think we're going to see even NSBA this year put in a ranch horsemanship for the first time at their world show. It was pretty well attended for the first year. So I think we're going to see more split offs like that in the different breed associations to keep people interested in showing, because basically showing is fun. Got to get out there and do it. And we have to offer them the level to compete against people of their own peers, of their own skill factor.
Yeah, so we've talked quite a bit about what the future kind of looks like and what things people can look forward to in the future with the IRHA. What are some things that people can look forward to doing now in the association?
Right now, they can come and show their horses. Like I said, we have the ranch trail, the ranch rail, and the ranch riding. And these three classes, I think we paid out, like I said, this year, $252,000 at the APHA World Show for all breeds. And so that was the youth division had money paid back. They have scholarship money also. And the non-pro division, we had a three-year-old futurity, and that was quite popular. It paid out well. Our stallion auction paid back to the stallion owners. I think we had $85,000 added in stallion money this year. So there's a lot of incentives to come and show and have a good time without it costing a fortune either. So that's kind of a plus.
Yeah, for sure. And now, obviously, you are so boots on the ground. You've seen this kind of throughout, you know, its existence so far. But, you know, as a horsewoman, as a judge, what excites you the most about the future of ranch competition and the role that IRHA can play in that?
I am very excited about our advisory panel that we have for IRHA. We have our first meeting tomorrow, but we have some of the top trainers, coaches, and show managers, including Pete Kyle, Bud Lyon, Steve Meadows, John Irish, Clayton Gerald, Shannon Quinlan-Heal, Patty Campbell, Rhonda Raplogle, Kimberly Stewart, Dana Hokana, Jessica Lawrence, and then we have a European support team with Sylvia Katschker, who's doing great clinics in Austria, and Sadi El-Din, who's the president of the Austria Association. We have Lino Tassoni, who's from Italy, and Paula Donarini, and Helena Ryan from Ireland. And then our own staff is so excited about it. We have Dave Dillon, who's our CEO, Holly Slaughter, Irene Stamatopoulos, and Kurt Crawford. So we have a great support team that wants to do nothing but see this association grow. So I see approved events growing in both the United States and Europe with the help of this experienced panel. And then we also use Sky Mizzi and Wozone on the upcoming stallion auction, which will be held in January. And the stallion owners have all been so generous. So we're just very excited about the future and think nothing but great things are going to come from the International Ranch Horse Association. Invite everybody to come get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of talking about judging, obviously that's your forte. What does the judging process look like in the IRHA shows? Like, and how is it consistent, you know, internationally? What does that kind of base model look like?
We do a lot of education. We use Horse IQ for a lot of our education for our judges. Right now, any APHA, AQHA versatility judge or NSBA judge can judge these IRHA events. As we get bigger, we may start our own judging list and give people who are just ranch riding experts a chance to hold a card just for their National Ranch Horse Association. But right now, we're just kind of using the general list as we grow. But it's based, our scoring system has been based really on the NRHA scoring system, which is 70 to infinity, with 70 being average, 0 to infinity with 70 being average. And then excellent, we use our words, excellent is the +1.5. Very good is a plus one, and plus half is a good. Zero is correct, and there's nothing wrong when you see a zero on your score sheet. Sometimes it's hard just to be correct. And then we go to the negative side, which is the poor for a minus half, very poor for a minus one, and extremely poor for a minus one and a half. There's a set of penalties in the rule book. So once an exhibitor looks at that score sheet, they can see, well, I really need to improve this walk. It only got a minus half. I can step that up and make myself another half a point. So the score sheets are so valuable. What amazes me when I go and judge is how many people who are showing, going to the expenses showing, but they don't know the rules. They've never read the rule book. So one of the big things that I stress to everybody is get the rule book, read the rules. I mean, you don't play Monopoly without reading the instructions. So why would you go to a horse show and not know what the rules are for your ranch riding, your ranch rail, any of your classes? So I think I'm a big proponent on everybody studying that rule book. I think that's not only the judge's responsibility to know the rules, but the exhibitor's responsibility as well. You know, we hear so many times grandma said, oh, she was so cute and she did everything so well. Well, she didn't realize she had a 3-point break a gate or, you know, went off pattern because she forgot to back up, because that's not knowing the rule book. So it is everybody's responsibility to get in there and know their rules before they go show. It's only going to give them a better experience.
Yeah, for sure. If for all of our listeners who listened to my introduction, I was the New York State Quarter Horse Association queen. So I competed out in Congress. And one of our things we had to do was read the AQHA rule book. So very familiar with those. A lot of pages, a lot of things to know.
Yes, there is. And it is. It's the best experience someone can do. I used to test all of our non-pro and youth exhibitors on the rules for their particular class, because it only makes you a better exhibitor. Take the time to read the rule book.
Yeah, absolutely. You get so much more insider knowledge and you can really see where all those points are coming from.
Another good thing to do is to go volunteer to scribe sometime. It puts a whole new perspective on how you're going to show your horse. You realize the things that you've been worrying about aren't so important as what the judges are actually looking at. And scribing is a great way. Shows appreciate a volunteer scribe. We have a free scribing session on Horse IQ that you can practice at home and learn, and then you're ready to go sit at a show and, you know, try to get some volunteer time in. Help your shows out, help your clubs out, and also become a better exhibitor.
Yeah, and so, I mean, those are really great pieces of advice for people wanting to learn more and get more involved. How else can people get involved with the IRHA and, you know, start showing and get involved?
Well, we're going to try to produce at least shows in every zone in the United States. That's our goal for this coming year. So we watch our International Ranch Horse Facebook page. We'll have shows put on there. Our results are always listed on our website, which is internationalrha.com. And contact me if they have any questions. I'll be glad to fill them in and help them and show them the route to go. We have a professionals list of professional trainers all over the United States and Europe. So I am here only to help promote the association.
That's awesome. I mean, I've learned so much about the IRHA today. Thank you so much, Sandy, for hopping on and talking with me.
Well, thank you, Emily. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and I'll look forward to seeing you in the show pen sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much to Ride TV for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you guys for tuning into the Ride Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and please be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow Horse and Rider Magazine on social media and find us at horseandrider.com to see all the cool things that we're up to. And if you have any comments or questions, please be sure to hit us up at horseandrider@equinenetwork.com. We want to hear from you guys. And if you like what you're listening to, please be sure to leave us a review on iTunes.